Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent for the Wildcat Extension District. All livestock producers face price risk, so most producers manage this risk, even if they don't have an explicit price risk management strategy. The three major strategies are self-insurance, marketing flexibility, and formal price risk management tools. More than one strategy can be used. The most fundamental price risk management strategy used by most cow-calf producers is self-insurance. While this might be perceived as not managing price risk, any producer who continues a cow-calf operation after a low-income year has, indeed, managed their price risk. The primary method of self-insurance is income diversification, either through farm income variation or off-farm income or both. For example, a producer may produce crops and have a cow herd, with crop income typically being sufficient to absorb losses for low calf prices and potentially vice versa. Similarly, a producer or their business partner may work off-farm. In addition to the advantage of access to more affordable health insurance, off-farm income can probably cover living expenses during low price years. A potential disadvantage is that the opportunities for herd expansion and time spent on management may be limited. A second strategy is marketing flexibility. This includes both the type of market and the timing of marketing. Niche and value-added markets, such as direct marketing, as well as arrangements with breeders, processors, or a feed yard, are examples of types of markets that can be part of a price risk management strategy. More specifically, a relationship with the feed yard might result in a more predictable price than a commercial livestock auction. Some producers also use the timing of selling calves to manage price risk. For example, a producer might feed calves for a few more months after weaning in hopes of stronger markets in the late fall or early winter. All of these marketing strategies have the advantage of shielding a producer from price risk in commercial markets. However, these strategies are not fail-proof or without risk. No market is guaranteed, or prices might not increase enough to cover additional feed or other costs. The third strategy is using formal price risk management tools, specifically hedging or insurance. Both hedging, known as futures markets or options, and insurance, livestock risk protection, allow a producer to protect themselves against unexpected declines in market price. These strategies require some upfront costs and an investment of time into learning about the commodity markets. An advantage is that they can protect a producer who is expanding or highly leveraged or otherwise would be hurt by a decline in expected prices. Cow-calf producers use various price risk management strategies that are tailored to their individual situation and needs. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.